If you're searching for your purpose, it's likely because you feel stuck, you're not sure what you should be doing, or external success just does not satisfy you. So you might have even tried some of those quick activities to find your purpose. Find your purpose in 5 minutes and ask a few questions, and they still don't feel right. Well, that's because there's much more to purpose than one little exercise or one little question. I'm Liz Watt. Welcome back to where we talk about personal development, spirituality, and how to design and create a purpose-led business and life. In today's episode, I'm going to share with you why we feel such an urge to find purpose, how to tell if we're on or off purpose, 4 different perspectives or layers of purpose, and some tips and questions to help you get closer to your purpose so you can continue moving forward. Hopefully, this will take some of the pressure off, help you relax about finding purpose, and give you a bit more clarity. So, why do we need purpose? Well, let's start with a couple of definitions. Purpose is the reason for which something is done, created, or exists. Meaning is the thing or idea that something refers to or represents. It's the purpose, intention, or significance of something. If we have no internal purpose or meaning, we'll look towards the external to give us that meaning. So you'll hear me say over and over that we're all energetic beings in a physical body, having this experience here on Earth. It's the nature of our human mind to constantly search for meaning as a way to understand our world. It's our ego that searches for meaning and purpose in our life. So trying to find your purpose can create a lot of anxiety. Without purpose, we don't know where we're going. We've got no clear direction and we start to look externally for things that give us meaning. So how do we tell if we're off purpose? When we're off purpose and have no reason for certain things in our life, we experience one or more of 4 symptoms. We chase meaningless tokens. Now, what this means is that we're chasing some meaning in the outside, in professional success, gaining status or prestige. We take actions to get external approval, recognition, and self-worth from others rather than from ourselves. Second of all, we might be rudderless. This means we lack clear direction, purpose, focus, any kind of vision or planning. We're fearful and really reluctant to make life decisions. We don't know which way to go. In this situation, we can be apathetic and full of excuses. We don't want to move forward and we let life happen to us around us. The third symptom is we can be stuck. We know our life or an aspect of our life isn't working, but we can't find a way forward. So we become stuck in our bodies, old emotions, our head and thoughts and routines. We feel limited by obligations and things that we think we should be doing. And we become angry and resentful of doing things that don't really matter. And fourthly, we can find ourselves in suffering. So we endure something unpleasant and we feel pain, distress, or dis-ease. We've got struggles in the physical world, such as our job, money, our health, or relationships. And we might be affected or think we're affected by things like stigmatism, marginalization, objectification, and dehumanization. We feel disconnected. We go through life with the fear of the past and the future, and we fear our mental and emotional responses to life experience and want to try and get away from them or avoid them. So on the flip side, how do we know we're on purpose? Well, we start with internal meaning. We find meaning from within. We can see some kind of reason for everything we do and experience. Secondly, we have some kind of direction. We've got a clear path and a clear focus, at least for the short-term future in the present. And we're open to the idea that our direction might change over our life. And we're okay with that. We've got somewhere to go for now. Thirdly, we move into a space of flow where we're intuitively drawn to what we need to do next. We can make decisions with confidence and certainty, knowing that whatever the outcome, somehow it's going to serve us. And finally, we move out of suffering into a space or a state of ease and pleasure. So we no longer struggle with challenges that arise, but see them as just a temporary part of our journey, and we can move through them and figure them out. So we kind of know if we're off purpose or on purpose, but then what is our purpose? Well, I want to introduce you to this idea of multiple levels or layers of purpose. When searching for purpose, our ego is searching externally for meaning, the reason for our life, why we're here, and what we're supposed to be doing. It's looking in the physical, external, and three-dimensional realm. But this is only a part of our purpose. Because we are both physical and energetic or ethereal, there is a reason for our physical and our energetic aspects. Many processes designed to help us find purpose focus on what we do to help other people, which is a focus on how we express ourselves and interact and relate in the outside or external world. But there's a lot more layers to purpose. And to find them all and understand how they connect, we need to re-engage with this energetic aspect of ourselves. And then we need to see what we have to offer and what the world needs. So to do that, we need to re-engage with our soul, our higher self, and source or spirit to find these layers of purpose. So as a way of finding purpose, we can go and start with the bigger picture and work down through multiple layers or levels of purpose. Let's start with the first layer or source purpose. And again, we'll consider some definitions. So source is the point of origin from which something comes into being or is derived or obtained. Consciousness is awareness of or perception of something. Source consciousness is the point of origin of awareness and consciousness. It's the infinite field of energy that contains everything that ever has and ever will exist. Source purpose is therefore the meaning and reason that source consciousness or this infinite energy exists. For us, it's why then life exists generally and why we, humanity and Earth, are even here. So to understand source purpose, we can ask the question, why are we here? What's the purpose and meaning of life generally? Now, you're not going to get a perfect answer to the questions I give you immediately. Really uncovering and understanding and connecting to purpose at a deep level is a personal process and a way for you to make meaning of life and all of this. So for now, just start bringing this question into your awareness. We'll begin to reveal pieces of the answer. So I've applied my meaning and understanding to source and life from my own experience, observation, and much thinking, journaling, and reflection and introspection. For me, source consciousness and everything within it exists to aid expansion and know itself from every infinite perspective. That's what makes sense to me. You can take it, leave it, expand on it, but definitely continue to explore it yourself. And even for me, this could change as I gather more information, and I am totally open to letting it change. I'm just running with that for now. The second level down from source is our higher self. The higher self or higher consciousness is your highest, most ethereal aspect that can be held in or connected to the human body. It's the aspect or part of source consciousness out there that imagined or thought of you and then decided to create you in your physical form. So when your higher self thought of you, it did so with a particular purpose. It wanted to experience and learn something. It's still connected to you and it's constantly guiding you and sending you signs to keep you on track and on purpose when you move off purpose. So higher self is the meaning and reason for your individual and unique and current life on Earth. It's what you are here to learn specifically through lessons, challenges, and your vibrational or energetic imprint. So questions we can ask to reveal our higher purpose for this lifetime include, what am I here to learn specifically? Why did I come here? What are my particular lessons and challenges? And what have I overcome? And you can start to consider recurring or repeating themes in all areas of your life: health, mental, emotional, relational, spiritual, financial, your productivity, your quality of life, and on it goes. Now, the third level of purpose is your soul purpose. So the soul is a spiritual or energetic expression of your worldly self. It's the part of your higher self that kind of, think of it as detaching and coming down to earth to give life to this physical form. It's what gives the body life. It's the part of source consciousness and your higher self experiencing life through the physical form. So while your higher self is observing and guiding the soul through life, the soul is what drives the human body and expresses itself in the physical world through actions and behaviors. So soul purpose is therefore how you interact with and help others and relate to others. It's how you impart the wisdom of your higher purpose and apply your lessons and put them out into the world to support humanity and Earth at a collective level. So the questions we can ask here are, how do I help others? What value do I put into the world? Now, the final level of purpose is self-expression. As our ego tries to find meaning and make sense of the world, we start to find a little bit of purpose and a reason for Source, our higher self, and our soul. However, our soul is here. It exists and experiences the three-dimensional physical world through our body. The purpose of our body is to provide a vehicle for our soul, using the mind and thoughts, the body, movement, and the heart or emotions. So what we project into the world through our physical body is our self. It's a physical representation of our soul and everything that's going on inside our bodies. The self, who I present to the world, is a particular nature, personality, and tangible or intangible qualities that make us each really unique. Your self-expression is how you show up and project into the physical world. It's a tangible reflection of the extent to which you are aligned with those three levels of purpose and what you're here to do and be. So self-expression is reflected through your relationships, your body, mind, and heart. So the questions we can ask at this level are, am I living on or off purpose? And you can refer back to those list of symptoms at the start. And how do I best express myself in the physical world? What makes me fulfilled? What gives me meaning? And what makes me happy? So now we have an awareness of these four levels of purpose. What now? Most of those purpose exercises focus on this level of purpose. They jump straight to the physical realm of self-expression and serving others and helping the world, saving humanity. Looking at purpose from this perspective can create a lot of anxiety for people because it's missing those significant layers of meaning and reason and your understanding of your place in the world. So when we look at purpose just from that perspective, we can just go straight off purpose. But hopefully understanding this different way to look of it can alleviate some of that stress and anxiety. So how do you find purpose? So firstly, bringing it into your awareness and asking to see your purpose at these different levels will begin the journey. This will open up many more opportunities to see your purpose because you're now way more aware and consciously asking it to come to you. So you can start journaling on the questions I've presented here today. There's a link to a downloadable journal prompt in the description. The next step is key. Stop searching for your purpose, which is ultimately, from what we've been told, your self-expression. Stop trying to figure out how you'll save the world. Instead, start focusing on yourself. Can't save the world until you're okay. So start looking for the things that bring you into a space of ease and flow and give you some meaning in the present and wherever you are in your life right now. So if this means getting a job you don't really love, to create a sense of safety and financial security, then find the meaning and purpose in that for now and appreciate the inner peace and relief that gives you. If this means focusing on the things that are keeping you stuck and suffering, then do it. Figure out what they are, what you want instead, and start to make tiny incremental changes to move towards them and get rid of the things that you don't love. Through that process, you'll start to see what gives you purpose, ease, and joy, and what keeps you on purpose or off purpose. So for me, uncovering my purpose has been a process for well over a decade, and it's still likely to evolve even more over time. So I spent many years chasing purpose and trying to intellectualize it through those exercises of how I help and serve others and how I'm going to save the world. And in doing this, I stayed stuck for a really, really long time because I was looking outside of myself. It wasn't until I began to connect to Source Consciousness and my higher self and my soul and something more significant and start to understand my place in the world and those layers of purpose that I could let go of trying to save humanity. I focused on my health and healing and the things that gave me joy. And that process helped me let go of that egoic need for meaning and just connect to myself and learn some of the lessons I was here to learn. So I let go of stuff that didn't make me happy over time, over years, and slowly replaced it with what did. So only recently have I moved to a space where I now see the purpose and meaning in my own experiences and how I can use those to help humanity. Knowing what I know now, the best advice I would give to myself, my old self, would be to let go of purpose, go inside, and find what brings me joy first. I would say to focus on myself and don't worry about other people until I have that sorted. If you're still trying to figure out your purpose, be assured you are not alone. Keep in mind that you'll unlikely figure out your purpose in one sitting. It comes from a process of internal observation, exploration, and self-reflection of your life to date and even moving forward from here. It comes from a connection to source, higher self, your soul, and a much bigger picture. And this evolves over time. But for now, to get you started, I mentioned I have a free downloadable with some journaling prompts that will help you begin to uncover your purpose. So click on the link in the description and you can download it right away. If you are thinking a lot about purpose and want to know more, then check out the episodes shown here or the link in the description. Thank you so much for watching. Hit like if this helped you and subscribe if you want more content like this. I will see you in the next episode. Thank you and bye for now.